You can now slowly, mindfully come out the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the meditative mind state that you need to retain while living life. So if you cannot develop the stability of inner peace, inner calmness, inner awareness, and inner mindfulness while you are in the form of meditation, it's very difficult for you to develop them in the daily life. So to be heedful in the midst of life is what you need. If you develop the ability to be heedful while in the meditative state, it's already good enough. But to be able to, at the same time, develop this so-called mindfulness, the stability of it, while in the midst of life is the most important aspect of the training. So to develop that, you need to stabilize the sati until your mind enters sati while you are doing the formal meditation. Either bowing or Kayanupassana or even the Anapanasati. Whatever you do, maintain the inner awareness until it's very stable, until the mind settle down and become quiet, very still, until mind enters sati. When mind enters sati, it means whatever you do in the midst of life, everything will be in sati. Means all your activity, the kaya activity, movement, action, they will be in the state of sati. Then everything you see, you will be in the state of sati. Everything you hear is in the state of sati. Smell, taste, tactile, or thought process, everything is in sati. Means the silent mind in sati is aware of seeing, aware of hearing, smell, taste, tactile, and thought process. And this awareness is specific phenomenal awareness. It will flow with nature's condition. Whatever arises, the awareness is there. That's it. Even kaya, same. Then later on, when you go into the mind, the feeling that arise, the emotion that arise, you can be aware. That's why when you develop Vedana-nupassana or mindfulness of feeling, the Buddha say, when feeling arise, aware, mindful. Then when this feeling has become pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling or neutral feeling, aware. Aware means you develop the sati or mindfulness to be aware that your original mind that is without all this movement has already stirred and become pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling. And if you have the understanding of the teaching, you will know pleasant feeling is attachment to the feeling you like, which is sensual desire, is a mental hindrance. Even unpleasant feeling is an aversion towards that sensation or feeling, and that is ill will, dislike for that feeling. So like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, they are both the mental hindrance of sensual desire and ill will. Then even neutral feeling, there is avijja within. When you have indifference, means you neither like or dislike, indifferent, there is still delusion there, avijja, self-delusion. So that type of neutral feeling is not born of wisdom, not like the seven factors of enlightenment where there is the last factor enlightenment called equanimity or upekkha. Upekkha is equanimity of mind born of wisdom, not the one born of indifference. So when feeling has become pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, there are still delusion there. There are still sensual desire and ill will there. So when this arises, what does it mean? Basically, you have arisen the mental hindrance, and it will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. So if throughout the day, you keep on entertaining your life experiences, we are reacting to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think with this duality of like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, means you are creating mental hindrance throughout the day. And this will become habitual if you do it for a long time. That's why your habitual reaction and stirring of the mind become like you cannot control. This is your habit, this is your character, this is what you always do. So developing the inner awareness, stability of it to observe all this and understand how you are conditioned into all this mental hindrance are very important understanding of cultivation.